Transport infrastructure upgrading. Airport disruptions, the Globe and Mail. Air transportation activities have been expanding at an astronomical rate. Airports have to meet the ever-increasing needs of travel. This often results in many inconveniences at the airport. Read about how one airport is managing this situation. Toronto International Airport, construction update. On June 7, 1996, the Airport Authority at Toronto Pearson's International Airport in Ontario, Canada, began a project to renovate the three terminals, making it one of the most expensive airport projects in the world. Thomas Watkins, senior manager and partner at Hansen Engineering Limited, oversaw the first phase of the project only last year. We began this over 10 years ago, and we built the first terminal in record time. When we finish the project on September 9, 2009, all three terminals will be rebuilt, he said, while he stood in one of the construction zones that shook every time an airplane landed on nearby runway 2. A lot of people ask me what we need to complete a mega project, and I say a few good managers, a few deep pockets, and a little luck with the weather. When further asked about the noise problems, he said, when we're finished, you'll be able to hear a pin drop inside the terminal when an Airbus A380 is taking off. To make the project more complicated, we have to do the construction work around the 20 million passengers that come through every year, said Rino Gabrielli, a construction worker. The project will be finished in 12 months on time and on budget. The construction schedule. June 1, 1996, project launched. August 2, 2000, Terminal 1 completed. April 21, 2005, Terminal 2 completed. November 20, 2008, Terminal 3 completed. September 9, 2009, project completion. Vancouver International Airport. Hansen Engineering has been asked to oversee the terminal renovation at Vancouver International Airport, which is scheduled to begin in 2012, with the completion date slated for 2016. The project will not have the same significance, but it is definitely a large development. These projects have a large impact on tourism and transportation. Perhaps the biggest impact is on the tourism sector, which stands to benefit the most. The business traveler likes to travel in luxury. The terminal has to reflect the dynamic business climate in Western Canada.